Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, October 9th. From a press release, the Colorado Department of Transportation is gearing up for its first winter storm of the fall season. The cold, unsettled weather is expected to impact much of the state Wednesday through Friday this week. CDOT warns motorists as they travel to be prepared for adverse weather conditions. Fall storms can catch motorists off guard, especially those preceded by warm temperatures. Storms at this time of year typically have high moisture content, which could lead to roadways becoming very slick very fast. This storm also is expected to have high winds, bringing blowing snow to some areas of the state and red flag warnings to others. During snow and icy conditions, the new traction law increases the minimum tread depth for tires on all vehicles, including those with four-wheel drive, from 1/8 inch to 3/16 inch. And there's a new tandem snowplow law. It is illegal for drivers to pass a snowplow operating in tandem formation with one or more snowplows. The snowplows have the right-of-way. In general, it's best to stay safely behind snowplows. Here's the forecast for northwest Colorado and the I-70 mountain corridor. The first major strong cold front of the fall season is set to arrive in northern Colorado late Wednesday. Travel over higher mountain passes in the central and northern mountains will be impacted from Wednesday night through Thursday evening. Freezing temperatures will cause slick driving conditions. Motorists are encouraged to slow down, plan ahead, and be prepared to drive in winter conditions. And the forecast for southwest Colorado. Cold temperatures and the first accumulations of snow for the season are possible in the southwest Colorado mountains and high country on Wednesday night and Thursday. Freezing temperatures and some snow will likely affect the Thursday morning drive, particularly at higher elevations. Travel over higher mountain passes will be impacted from Wednesday night through Thursday evening. Roads at lower elevations will likely be slick and wet. From Capital Coverage, Colorado has unveiled a plan for a public health insurance option, which officials say could lower premiums for some residents. KVNF's Scott Franz has the details.
The state wants to set a maximum reimbursement rate for hospitals and offer the public insurance plans on the individual market, which is used by about 8% of Coloradans. But the plans would be run through private insurance companies. Officials in the state's Division of Insurance predict the new plans would bring down premiums by as much as 18% starting in 2022. But some healthcare providers are concerned. The Colorado Hospital Association says the insurance market could be, quote, destabilized if enough people switch to the new plans. They also worry about their reimbursement rates being set by the state. Lawmakers will take up the proposal in January. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
According to a press release from Garfield County Sheriff Lou Valerio, with the recent activity on the Middle Mam Creek fire, the sheriff has given a pre-evacuation order for residents in the area. The weather forecast for Wednesday includes the possibility of high winds. Should these winds result in a breach of the current fire lines, the Middle Mam Creek fire could expand dramatically in a short period. There is currently a soft road closure, limiting traffic to local residents at the intersection of County Road 319, West Mam Creek, and County Road 322, the Schaefer Cutoff. This could become a hard closure with only emergency responders allowed access. Similarly, a closure at the intersection of County Road 315, Mam Creek Road, and County Road 316, the Knuckles Cutoff, could be established if necessary. Residents to the south and southwest of these two points are under a pre-evacuation order and are encouraged to be on high alert. If an actual evacuation is ordered, time for residents to evacuate will be short. Residents are encouraged to be vigilant, prepared, and to comply with directives when received for the safety of everyone involved. And in an update from the Denver Post, evacuation orders in the area of the Decker fire, now burning about 2 miles south of Salida, are being lifted as residents of the Methodist Estates and Boot Hill subdivisions will be allowed back to their homes. Residents who access homes off of Chaffee County Road 108 and County Road 101 will also be allowed access. Checkpoints will remain, and residents with identification are asked to check in with the sheriff's personnel as they return starting at 10 a.m. Wednesday. While service providers will also have access to the areas, the general public will be denied for safety and accountability reasons. Residents allowed back to their homes will be on pre-evacuation alert because of the fire, which has burned more than 6,480 acres since being sparked by lightning on September 8th. The fire has destroyed at least two structures. Firefighters will still be working in the areas, and residents are asked to use extreme caution while driving through their neighborhoods. Wind-driven ash, dirt, dust, and debris may reduce visibility at times. Residents should also be cautious about the potential for trees to suddenly fall. They should also avoid burned areas, as hot spots may linger and present dangers. Residents returning home are asked to watch for downed power lines. They should cautiously check propane tanks, regulators, and lines before turning on the gas. The fire, as of Tuesday morning, was 14% contained. More than 890 fire personnel are battling the blaze. Containment gains have been made on the north side of the fire. This is from the Delta County Independent. The Delta County Department of Health announced 3 additional cases of West Nile virus in a statement on October 8th, one of which caused a second fatality in the county. The statement says the victim who died was a female from the Surface Creek area who had been diagnosed on September 10th. The total number of confirmed West Nile cases is up to 29 in the county for the year. Out of the 29 cases, 19 of them have been of uncomplicated fever. 6 of the cases have been cases of West Nile virus encephalitis, 2 cases have been of meningitis, and 2 cases led to loss of life. The Department of Health advises everyone to drain standing water on their property, avoid being outdoors at dusk and dawn if at all possible, use mosquito repellents that contain DEET, dress in long sleeves and pants during dusk and dawn in areas where mosquitoes are active, and screen the windows of homes to keep mosquitoes out. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday, October 9th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.